Organ transplant, bone marrow transplant.
A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Nun Dalid, Yuma 54A. Pagination, page 107. Starting at the end of a line with the word Rav. And the best way to find it is that it's in the wide lines about midway between top and bottom. Again, the word is Rav, and it's above the word Ketzad. Mm-hmm. Happy travels. You got it? End of a line. Halfway down, Rav, okay. Above the word Ketzad. Rav Yehuda Rami. Rav Yehuda had the following question. Ksiv, it says, Vayera'u Roshei Habadim, and the tips of the Aron's poles were able to be seen. A pasuk regarding the first Beis Hamikdash. Uksiv, and on the other hand it says, Velo Yera'u Hachutza, the poles could not be seen. Paketzat, nirin ve'ein nirin. They're visible, but they're not visible. What does that mean? Tanya nami hachi, we learnt like that. Vayirah roshei habadim, they were visible. Yachalo yuzazim imikomon, they would actually go out of its place, out of the kodshei kodeshim, tamud loma vayarichu habadim, they were long. Yachala Yehu Mekarim beParochas veYotzin. You would think it would actually tear through the Parochas. It would push through and go out. Tamad Lama Velo Yira'u Achutza. They were not visible outside. HaKetzad. Bottom line. What is being described? Dochakin uBoltin veYotzin beParochas. They push out. They protrude through the Parochas, through the curtain. VeNirin Kishneida de Isha, and they appeared like the two breasts of a woman that protrude slightly through her clothing, that you could see the shape, what we describe as the womanly shape. So that appearance was present by the Kodshei Kodashim. And the Badim were sticking out, but they didn't come out. They just protruded, but were still covered by the Parochas. So we're told that this is the description of the first Beis HaMikdash, that there was an amatraxin, that coming from the walls on the side, there was actually a wall dividing the Kodesh and the Kodshei Kodeshim. But in the center, where the Aron was and the Badim protruded, that part was only covered by a curtain. And it was in the first Beis HaMikdash that this type of protrusion was visible. The symbolism should not be lost on us. What's the symbolism of the womanly figure? The woman is a nurturer. She nurses the child. Child grows because of what she gives. And Hashem symbolically expresses that imagery that he's nurturing the world. The world's nutrition comes from him. So, obviously, if someone gets misguided here, they get the wrong idea, they start taking symbolism in the wrong direction, that Chas V'Shalom would ultimately be Avodah Zarah. But to understand symbolism simply as a mashal, as a way of making it easier to understand a certain concept, Hashem as the nurturer of the world. Let's continue. Omer Rav Ketina, the end of that line. B'shar Shal Yisrael Olim L'Regel. When the Jews went up on Yom Tov, Migalul Lohen es haParochas, they would reveal the Parochas, Umarin Lohen es haKruvim Shayim Urim Ze Baze, and they would see the Kruvim embracing one another. We're told that the Kruvim were miraculous. This is the first approach, simply to understand it based on the real Kruvim. For Omrim Lohem, and they would tell the people as they see the Aron, Ru'uchi baschem lefnei hamakom, look how Hashem loves you, because the Kruvim, when they embraced, symbolized Hashem's close relationship with us. Kechibas zachar unekeva, like the belovedness of male and female. that perhaps gives us another insight into the beautiful statement of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said about Shir HaShirim, Kol HaShirim Kodesh, all songs are holy, if they're Jewish scripture. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. Shir HaShirim is holy of holies. What does it mean? It's holy of holies, Shir HaShirim. But one approach is, it's describing the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the one place where Hashem expresses Himself like a zachar to a nekeva. And many people read Shir HaShirim and they think they're reading some love song, and maybe from a religious sense, you know, it's good for husband and wife to get along, thank you very much. But it goes much, much deeper. A good marriage is symbolic, is helping us appreciate the givingness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the devotion that we're supposed to have. And the Kodesh Kadoshim literally had the Kruvim embracing to symbolize that. Masiv Rav Chista asked, I don't understand, V'lo yavo liros kevalas HaKodesh, when the Leviim carried the Mishkan's Kelim, it had to be covered, they're not allowed to look. How can you tell me that in the Beis HaMikdash, they open the curtain and everybody looks at the Aron? And he answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Moshal Lekalo, it's like a kala. Kozman Shibavesavia, when she's starting out, just married, starting out, Tsunua mi baila, she has tsunias from her husband. She's a little bashful. Kevin Shabasa Ves Chamia, but once she gets married and she moves in to the husband's family, ain't it tsunua mi baila? She's not bashful from her husband. She's able to be open with her husband. And similarly, when they first started out with the Aron, it had to be tzniyistik, it had to be covered. But once they developed a relationship and they reached the first Beis HaMikdash, a culmination of relationship, you were allowed to actually look at the Aron and shepnachas, so to speak, that the two Keruvim were embracing, that we were, you know, like we would say today, rocking in the relationship. We're doing well. Okay? I don't think Rabbi Akiva would have gone too well for such an expression.
Yeah.
But it's a mashal to a mashal to a mashal to a mashal, maybe. Okay. Good. Let's drop down to four lines up. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said a different approach. Not that they opened the paroches in the first Beis HaMikdash and you saw the Kruvim embracing, but rather, La'olam b'mikdash sheni. We're dealing with the second Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have an Aron there because we know that the Aron was hidden already. But Kruvim ditzurasa havu kaimi. But there were Kruvim in image on the walls of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Rashi describes that besides the stone wall, there was wood above it, in the interior. And on that wood was engraved this type of image, even though they didn't have the Aron, but the picture of the Aron, the Kruvim embracing, were engraved over there, and that's what they would show them. So they're not showing them something miraculous, they're just showing them that this is the correct image of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an embrace. Based on a pasuk over there in Malachim, last line, Ksiv, Kemar ish velo yos. And the Gemara asks, what does that mean? Turn to the next page. Ki ish hama'ura belevaya shalo, like a man who is engaged, is embracing, is his accompaniment, his partner, his wife. Tap Rashi, hanidvak v'chibuk be'ishto ben zero osav, who's embracing his wife. And that symbolism was the symbolism that was meant to inspire the people what their potential relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The end of the top line. Amar Rish Lakish tells us, B'shal shenichnusu nachrim leheichol, when the non-Jews came into the Heichol, and we're told that this is the second Beis HaMikdash, Ra'u Kruvim HaMa'urim Zeh Bozeh, They saw the Kruvim embracing each other, Rashi says, from the wall. It wasn't the real Aron. We're talking about the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed by Rome. Hotzion Lashuk, they took this plate of wood into the marketplace to show everybody, this is the picture, you know? This is the picture that the Jews have in their Kodesh Kadoshim. And they said, V'omru, Yisrael halalu, these Jews, Sheber Chasan Baracha V'kilulasan Kalala, that we're told that their blessing is a blessing and their curse is a curse, referring to the blessing that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, which Rome descended from Esav, wanted to ridicule, because they hold they were supposed to get the blessing. So they're always in for this. We find this a number of places in the Gemara, that Rome has it in for the Yaakov-Esav relationship. So they're taunting. These are the people that their blessing is a blessing. Yasku b'dvarim halalu, and they're involved with improper pictures. A man and a woman embracing. You know, that's something from some other culture. That's not supposed to be the Jewish people. Miyad hizilum, they disgraced them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, komechabdeh hiziluha, those who would have honored them disgraced them. Ki ra'u ervasa, because they saw their erva. So we normally translate their disgrace. But according to this Gemara, it's to be taken literally. Kiro erva saw. They saw a type of something that was like erva, that was lacking in tznius. And of course, we understand it's the correct and legitimate mashal that Hashem embraces us, and the husband-wife relationship is a mashal to it. But they walked in with their mind frame, and all they saw was disgrace. And it was embarrassing to Klal Yisrael, because how do you explain that to anybody who isn't in tune with greatness? So again, we're seeing that the Aron was far more than just what we described, the Ark, the place to pay tribute to the Luchos and the Sefer Torah, but it was a place of absolute love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.